Greetings and welcome all to the Knights of the Tabletop podcast. Every week, our intrepid cast of gamers will do their level best to somehow ruin their game master's intricately designed adventure. But without further ado, here is your game master, Scormy.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to Knights of the Tabletop podcast. I'm your game master, Scormus, and today it is session number 3 of our month-long October Halloween special of Dead of Night, The Unsettled Dead.
Bum, bum, bum.
Thunder, crash.
As a quick recap, which somebody suggests in the next week we do as a trailer. I'll see what I can do. Basically, it's the town of Oak Hollow, in a small New England town. Lots of oak trees around, obviously. And you got the elites of the high school, Oak Hollow High School, they decide, man, it's through a square that they gotta go and hang out at the high school party for Halloween because the town's totally against the trick-or-treating and the parties. So instead, they decided to cause a distraction. They snuck out and they went over to the Storm House, this abandoned home. No one even knows how old it is. This is old place. The city doesn't let anybody on the property, man. It's in the middle of these old spooky woods. It's old gothic manor, and they decide to go there and, well, they weren't ready for what was waiting. Anyway, so as with every week, we're going to reintroduce the cast and let them tell you a little bit about themselves. And first, I'm going to start with the victims. Let's start first with Scarlet Rose.
Todd is dead.
But Todd was who?
Todd was my character. He was the sports bro, did sports ball, you know, all that. You know, everyone knows a Todd. He's the quarterback, captain of the football team, prom king dude. You know, the guy everybody hates. Yes.
And then we come to 10.
10 is playing Becky Winters. Everyone likes Becky. She's the prom queen. Gorgeous. Was, of course, Todd's girlfriend, and she's dead also.
Guaranteed not to win prom queen this year.
Nope. Think it's done.
She was a pretty girl.
Yeah.
Was,
yes. But of course, the rest of you know nothing about that. Let's move on to the remaining victims. We will go to, this time, how about Domina?
All right, I am playing Tiffany Susans, head cheerleader, and also head mean girl. Currently, she is hanging out, getting white girl wasted in the scary, spooky house.
And how about Zoltan?
I'm Terrence Howard Milkthorn III, Marquis of Lecton, otherwise known as Terry Milkthorn. I come from a long line of British nobility. We breed cows.
Sometimes with themselves.
And Jerry, you're also a live streamer.
I'm a wannabe live streamer. I'm not very good at it.
His chat hates him and makes fun of him.
That's mainly my following, is just to make fun of it. But I'm so, like, I stream because that's how I think I can make friends, not because I want to.
Really out of touch.
Yeah. Think of, like, Jake Paul or Logan Paul.
He's one of the biggest live streamers to manage to lose money at it. He also has an NPC named Steve, who is his cameraman, editor, basically runs everything for him, who secretly hates him, but Terrence cannot remember his name.
Yeah.
Unless he's drunk.
That was one time, man.
It is still that time for you. You are currently shit-faced.
You are still currently shit-faced.
That's when I'll start calling him by his actual name.
And Bjorn?
Hi, I'm Bjorn. I'm playing Billy Anderson. And I am providing the liquid refreshments and other chemical entertainments.
He is drugs.
Other than that, I have money. They pay me.
Yes.
They're willing to pay you pretty much whatever you charge. Because it doesn't matter to them.
It's a great segue into...
And Bielus.
The money.
I am playing Douglas, also known as...
Dougie.
He's the captain of the swim team, athletic,
and popular because he's rich. Very rich. And he knows it.
Also possibly a sociopath with no personality whatsoever.
That's beside the point.
But he's rich.
But he's better than everyone.
Are we talking about Beals or his character?
Both.
Oh!
Hey, that's a compliment.
That was a good joke, but I need people to start dying more, so no survival points for you. Maybe next time. So
maybe after you're dead.
I don't know how people die in this game. I really don't, man. I'm having to freaking pry survival points out of you. Like,
what? We died just fine. Thank you very much.
He died naked and unfulfilled. By the way, anybody who knows the rules to Dead of Night, I apologize. I'm having to homebrew the crap out of this because I need more people to die. So to get Becky and Todd dead as of last week, the end of last week, there was fudging.
Actually, there wasn't. We died before that happened.
That was good.
Can you fudge in the mirror world?
They're going to try.
I think we're too busy being, you know, terrified and dead.
What he saw made him go limp immediately before he got yanked in. But that's beside the point.
All half inch of it.
I don't know. He might have a little necrophilia going.
That's true. Get them a little extra, and he's done.
Oh, buddy.
That ain't ectoplasm.
Oh!
No.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Anyway.
That has to deliver a survival point.
What am I going to do with it? I'm dead.
It's
me.
Oh.
Look at his stack of survival points.
How many survival points do you have?
He's got six or seven.
I have six.
Yeah.
I am begging you to kill me, and you're just not taking it. I'm drunk, dude. I'm hanging out by the oak tree.
We'll get to that in a minute.
We're all giving you ample opportunity, horror trope-wise, to kill us. We're getting drunk. They're having sex. All right.
Jumping the oak tree, that's a great euphemism.
Oof.
So, they went upstairs. That's the last you saw of them. You're drunk. You're wandering down the hall.
I'm just wandering down the hall, drinking a little bit.
We told him to come over and have drugs and alcohol and stop being a party pooper.
I feel better alone. I'm more comfortable alone.
All right, so on the first floor, you guys were in the vestibule. You barely even explored the first floor. There were stairs that went up. You could have gone to the left or to the right or up the stairs.
I'll go to the left.
You go to the left. There's an anteroom. There's a water closet. Then there's a hall that goes down that way, or it goes into what appears to be a dining room. You continue down the hall and...
I'll continue down the hall and just explore.
All right, so you step off by yourself into the dark, creaking floorboards.
Too bad you destroyed the lighter.
Dust everywhere. So you've wandered off.
And I'm sure there's a light. The drug guy probably has a lighter.
Oh, probably.
He probably sells it.
You two are busily...
imbibing.
Imbibing and potentially rolling the joints.
I am giving you the ecstasy.
For free. I'm getting free drugs.
You'd like to think they're free.
Rolling.
You shred your costume again.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's right.
I am Harley Quinn from Suicide Squad, so I'm June's busting out all over, I guess.
Terrence, what are you dressed as?
Oh, I'm dressed to the nines.
Describe what the nines actually are, sir.
Got, like, alligator leather shoes with, like, some matte black slacks, and I've got,
So are you being a dapper dude, then, is what we're going for?
Oh, I'm a dapper dude.
Dapper
dandy?
I've got, like, a
dark red suede jacket on. And think of, like, Hugh Hefner, except way less cool.
Yeah,
like a smoking jacket, or like a tailored suit coat, or
like a smoking jacket.
Paint a picture for us, sir.
Like a smoking jacket.
Do you have a fedora?
Oh, you bet I have a fedora.
Because you're a douche.
You bet.
Unironically, says m'lady.
It's made of mink.
Steve runs a store where you can buy all this trash, and nobody does, unironically. Bealus.
Yes. I'm wearing a full black suit, top hat, and instead of a shirt, suit shirt, one of the fine white shirts, he's wearing a black t-shirt with the skeleton bones on the front. So they glow in the dark.
Attempted at Jack Skellington.
Yes.
And Bjorn?
Billy is wearing a pirate outfit. No peg leg, though.
But he's got booty.
Well, eventually, maybe.
Depends how the ecstasy turns out. Actually, that's not true. She's a slut anyway. The drugs are free.
Okay. So, let's see. Things have gotten very spooky. The house is... just seems the shadows are deeper. It's, you hear skittering of rats. There's wind that's picked up outside. So you're hearing little, like, stuff against the windows. And it's definitely getting very, weird in here. So I need a survival point from all the remaining folk.
Coin train.
Just to make it easy.
Damn.
Yes, that did raise us above 20. I'm also having to home rule the tension rules because there's 6 players, so we're now above 20. I'm also going to be spending these liberally for my...
Baddie.
Bad thing. My monster. Beatrice. No,
that's
a teacher.
Could be both.
She's a monk.
What if we, like, finally catch the bad guy and we pull the mask off and it's Greta the entire time?
Could be.
And I would have gotten away with it if it weren't for you pesky kids.
That would be amazing for my stream.
All right. So, who are we going to focus on? How many survival points do you have left? Okay, Domina's got 4. Bjorn's got 5. Bealus has 4. And...
5.
Zircon, no, I'm sorry. Zoltan has 5. So
Zircon is dead.
Who has 4? You have 4. Hey, that's interesting. So names are bad. Tiffany, you've got to pee.
Oh my god, I have to go to the bathroom. Totally. I feel so happy though.
So why don't you? Okay. Wander off.
Where's the bathroom? Oh my god.
Just a little ways over there. You look. You see a door that's open and it looks like it goes into a water closet.
Don't go up. Go away. I'll be right back.
There's a nice soothing light. It beckons you in.
I'm going down the hall.
Literally.
You're cute.
Okay, so you stumble your way into the water closet. Now, it is a very small room. It's maybe 5 feet wide and about 10, 11 feet long. No windows. And close the door behind you. Almost pull string type
toilets.
Because over the years, people have tried to buy this property and have tried to renovate it. And they've added in things such and so forth. And then they just would leave. And nobody's ever stayed here very long. So...
nothing's been updated.
But there is a water closet. And it's got one of those tanks, you know, the high-up tanks and all that.
Uh-huh.
And so...
I don't want to die with my nether bits getting eaten by rats and scary things. Oh my god, this is going to be horrible.
You kind of... wrinkle out of your skin tight shorts.
Booty, booty, booty.
Try to clean off the seat a little bit.
Oh,
it's
no.
Dusty.
Girls will stand and squat, actually. Mm-hmm. That's the girl trick.
Okay.
You might not know that because you're a boy, but we actually don't touch the toilet seat. We go into like the kung fu horse stance in nasty toilets.
Okay. Well, it's just dusty. It's not dirty. It's
that doesn't matter. We aren't touching it.
Okay. So you get into
now
your...
you know the secrets of a girl secret.
Well, this is also a horror movie, so probably written by a guy who wouldn't
give
know that.
Your personal standpoints.
Yes, because now you know an actual female secret.
Now I know why you complain about trying to use the
standpoints.
outhouses sit there.
Yeah, because we don't sit on the seats.
I see.
It's hard in skirts and heavy dresses and to keep and to bend your knee like you're doing.
So anyway, you're in the water closet and you're trying to maneuver yourself and you hear a chir, chir, chir.
Oh, God. What is that?
You don't hear anything. Either.
Oh, trust me, I'm going to be peeing. We don't stop. I need to pee faster. I don't like this.
Something just ran across your foot.
I shriek really loud.
All right.
Am I done urinating yet?
No.
Not even a little.
I am holding my pants way out and sort of dancing because I don't care if I get the seat wet now. Not standing up completely. You know the dance. It's like, oh, please, there's something on the floor. I'm going to wiggle my feet.
I'm going to have you do a protect roll.
Oh. Protect roll.
Good luck.
About to get you beaten by a rat.
Oh, double twos.
Double twos, yes. And that's for a total of eight.
Eight.
You are definitely getting it.
That is not what I wanted to be eating my booty tonight. Thank you very much.
Beggars can't be choosers.
So, you lost, or you also didn't lose. Oh, no, you did lose one instead of two, because this is a risk check. Something dropped onto your shoulder about cat-sized from above, and you hear a but not like a cat, because weird hiss in your ear. It's right here on your... And, oh, you just finished peeing now. But
have I started to do something else?
you hear the...
Whoop. So, yes, it has dropped onto you, and you, I assume, shriek some more.
I shriek and run away, escape.
All right.
Tripping over your...
Tempt your escape.
17.
17.
Oh, no. Nope. It is 13 and 7, so...
20.
Uh-huh. Aw, he's spending points to make sure I lose, just so you know that. He's spending more points to make sure I lose. Different dice.
You dead.
Yeah. Give me two more. you attempt... And the signal on you, and your shorts are down around your knees, so you trip, and poof, you're on the ground. And now there's all kinds of things. Yeah. It's in the dark, but you can see just enough that there's rats everywhere crawling all over you.
I am still screaming.
Can we hear this?
No.
All right.
Oh, wait, no. I'm sorry. Yes, you can. Terrence, here's... Terrence had wandered by and hears screaming from in the water closet.
Steve, do you hear that? Sounds like followers. Let's go. And I, like, stumble.
Sounds like what?
Followers.
Fans. Gotta catch them all.
Let's go, Steve.
So, we'll go to the source of the screaming. And
seven face pump.
What do we see?
You don't see anything yet.
Oh.
Inside, you get one more escape roll. Yeah, change them up, huh?
These are my special pretty dice that Sean's ordered specially for me. Let's see, that's a 9 and a 6. He's spending more coins.
16, right?
I did.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The last thing you see is a ghostly... old woman standing above you, kind of neck at a weird angle with a noose around the neck, glowing blue eyes staring at you with this weird smile as the rats tear out your throat.
I'd say something witty, but the rats just got my vote.
Okay. Actually, thank you. That took you to -1. You are out. Thing. So, you notice the shrieking has stopped, and there was a glow around the door briefly.
Oh, Steven, did you catch that?
And you push the door open.
Let's go investigate.
and there is still blood spurting out of the arteries.
Arterial.
Yeah, spray. Arterial blood spurting out of her throat, and she's still staring
burbling
up towards the tank above the toilet. Now she dies.
Huh?
I literally wet myself, and I scream, and I run to the left of me, and I just I leave Steven behind.
I'm sorry. Right.
And run, I promptly hit a wall in my terror.
He gets turned around and runs off.
And I run the other way.
Yes. Okay. So, you're sitting there and you hear, as he runs down the hall and goes that way. And wow, man. Does Toy enjoy smoking a little weed?
Has it occurred to you that the booty is gone for a long time?
Probably
no, because I actually was I was grabbing one of them in my car.
Oh, you can't leave yet.
Oh, okay.
We'll get that in a second.
Okay.
You're pulling the picture down.
You look at your, that's another thing. It's looking for stuff to steal because there's shit to steal everywhere. Silver and all kinds of, you know, just beautiful ornament stuff that can be sold at auction.
eBay, man.
Fenced, eBay. Whatever, man. There's money to be made here.
You're the only character that actually cares about that.
You are the rogue.
Okay. So.
Yes.
Mr. Dougie.
Did I hear any of this scream?
You heard Terrence scream.
Everybody heard Terrence scream.
Well, then I'm going to head back towards the vessel was originally at when he left.
All right.
Even in space, everyone can hear Terrence scream.
You turn around and you're like, wait, I just came down the hall. There's a... You're facing a wall. That's odd. Like, there's a door over here to the right, though. You can go that way.
Sure.
And you kind of walk around a little bit, and you're like, no, this goes... Wait a minute, this is like a steward's room. It's got a fireplace and a window exit. Maybe... But I was... What?
There's a window. I'm going to find something heavy. I'm going to break the damn window. Somebody's screaming. My first instinct, leave. So I look for something heavy and I try to break the window.
Well, the window does not... It's well, you can break the glass, but it's very, very sturdy. There's nothing heavy to pick up in this room other than a chair, and it's probably going to shatter off.
Like framing.
He's gonna try it anyway.
Damn right.
But there is a hall further down the hall. You could run maybe toward. It seems to be like a kitchen, maybe a back porch that way.
He's a coward. He wants to leave. The window looks like the best possible. So sure. He's going to try and break the window open and force the bars off.
Okay. So you rip through and you get through the window.
Okay.
The front of the house is that way, and that's the way to go. So I'm assuming you want to run that way, right?
I'm going to head towards my car.
Cool. You run to your car.
Mm-hmm.
Break out your keys. You're trying to auto-start it as it goes, and it won't work.
Okay.
So you jump in the car, and you try to turn it over, and
it
won't turn over. You can't. It won't start.
Okay. I'm going to try the horn.
Nothing. But if you're still finding yourself in a need to flee, you can run down the road, down the drive to the main road.
Yep, that seems like a sensible plan to me.
So, Dougie goes fleeing down the road to get away. There's the gate up ahead. It's still open. You run, you get through the gate, and you're out. You can hear traffic out on the road.
Mm-hmm.
So near, you run out there, and you're getting, we're waving, trying to reach to get somebody to stop for you. You pass the gates, and now you're right back in the vestibule of the house.
Ooh.
And the front door was open, and it slammed shut. Survival point.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry, two. There was no risk check made, but I gotta start killing people. So give me two of those. Back to Terrence.
I'm screaming like a little girl. I've lost sight of Steve.
You run into what appears to be a library. And don't worry, Steve's chasing right behind you. And
your followers are not having it.
You go running into the library. I'll let you take over.
Alrighty. So you're in the library. You see, like, a shadow. You think it's probably Todd. And you're like, what are you doing?
Todd! Oh my god! And I go up to reach for it.
No reaction. Steve is going, there's no one there, man. And everyone in chat is like, come on, why is he doing this?
You don't see him?
Blair Witch in chat.
Yep. Steve is, so I'm not sure how the room is set up exactly.
Basically, you've got a big bay type window over to the right, and then across there's two big, huge bookshelves there. And then otherwise, there's like smaller ones around. We finish out the scene.
All right.
So you turn to look at Todd going, are you not seeing this? Paintings reach out. I don't know how big the painting is, but just sort of grabs him by the head. Yoink. Just into the painting.
Grabs Steve and yoinked into the painting.
Steve's gone. The camera falls. This camera's like laying askew. Your followers are just going, oh, for God's sake, that's an expensive camera. Why are you doing this? And so...
I scream, and I kind of, like, go to the fetal position, and, like, you can, like, hear me pooping.
You're going out like a bitch.
I'm sorry, I need you to, just give me two of those survival points. I'm going to spend as many of these as I need to win, so just give me two.
All right, so you're laying there crying, snot, poop, everything, and your followers, of course, are just like, oh... You little bitch!
Just undignified. Just on in the fetal position, just rocking. Going,
I almost feel bad now, but nope. And then behind you, the window just shatters inward.
Oh.
Just, the entire window just shatters, huge shards of glass just falling all around you, just landing on you, impaling you a bunch of times. As you're screaming, and your followers are just like, fake! I can see the strings! And you're screaming, yelling, call the police, call 911, I'm dying.
Call the police!
End scene.
I'll take the last of those survival points. I know you had three, but I had it coming.
The camera's still rolling through all of this. It's just going to record your lifeless body until it runs out of battery.
It shows the blood pool.
Until someone finally goes, wait, is this actually real? But then
30 minutes takes a while.
And everyone's like, 30,
30 minutes goes by, and that's when people are like, okay, this is starting to get a little weird.
Everyone's,
this is some avant-garde bullshit right
everyone's
here.
Just like, screw this. Just
did Shia LaBeouf direct this?
Hey, now. So, obviously, that was the last for this session. Please join us next week for the exciting conclusion. Well, it has to be a conclusion because we're running square out of high schoolers. We have just Billy and Dougie left. None of the girls survived.
I knew that was going to happen. There were only two of us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's true. Anyway.
Well, the stoner's probably going to sleep through it.
So, all right, nope, we gotta roll one out. We gotta remember Sean.
Yeah.
Let's pour one out, pour some dice out for Sean, our fallen friend. Miss you, buddy. And, till next time, for Knights of the Tabletop, I'm Scormus. Bye!
Bye!
See ya! Peace out, bitches!
Thank you for joining us on the Knights of the Tabletop podcast. Please return for our continuing adventures next week, and let us know what you think of the show at scormy.com, or whatever service you use to receive this podcast.